Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Now also available on Spotify. The uncensored one's still up there.
Want another email from a bisexual woman?
Always.
About the monogamous thing that we've been discussing all week.
Right.
Greetings, gentlemen. Don't say my name, please. Use a fake name like Danielle, so we'll call her Danielle. Regarding the bisexual monogamy saga, I know that dude. I think she means, just that guy in general.
Oh, I got it. Got it.
Quite well, actually. Don't let him fool you. He has a fun freak flag to fly, too. First off, I want to high-five his lady friend for living her truth and communicating. It's so refreshing. I'm in my early 30s in an open marriage. We explore separately, but completely open and honestly. It's been a good learning and enjoying me again and others. Anyhow, the dude and I started talking in the summer. All right, so this is a guy she hooked up with.
Right.
For a few really fun months. He was clear that he had recently gotten out of a 7-year relationship and was not looking for a monogamous commitment, so that worked well for us.
I thought she's married.
Well, yeah, I think she shares.
Well, this is a different guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We vibed. I can confirm weird, chill, open-minded, slight hippie, country vibe, no tractor, though. The strong, handsy hands, the epic kissing. Fellas, a note.
Jesus.
Be handsy and make out. Take some lessons if you're unsure of your kissing game. It was so much fun being young, wild, and free again. Some wild and some hilarious stories.
Is your husband getting laid?
He might be.
Yeah, because we've always talked about this. The guys have a little tougher time saying, hey, I got a wife at home, but she lets me play around. How you doing? A lot of women want their guy to be with them. So it's tough to find a woman, I'm guessing, that says allows you to go home to I love you, but you're going back to your wife tonight, right? Yes. Okay, well, I'll find somebody else.
And she concludes here. In the end, my thoughts on whatever bisexual monogamy is, just do you. Number one, be honest and respectful. Personally, I believe folks should not repress thoughts or stunt personal growth. It's not natural. Let your curiosity flow. Learn to grow. It doesn't have to be forever. Do it while you can. What better place than here? What better time than now? That's Danielle.
Yeah. Non-pandemic.
After COVID, yeah. After
is
COVID.
A better time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get her point.
You're swapping too much spit during COVID.
But I do get her point, and I'm with her in a general sense.
Yeah, I agree with the mindset, but just not right now.
Yeah. And once again, is the guy getting laid as much as she is, it sounds like?
Well, not. They're in an open relationship, so I can't speak to that.
He's swinging more and missing a lot. I realize that, they agree to it. Cool. But I was thinking about getting together, going out this weekend, honey, and then your wife says to you, no, I'm going to go bang this other dude for no. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, and
if you can get past that, cool, but that's basically what it is. Let's say post-COVID, we're all with our wives. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Well, we were going to go out to dinner, but she's banging this guy.
She's got a date.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's that. In most cases, that's not going to work.
And I'm guessing as a guy, if you go out and you say to a woman, my wife and I have this agreement. You're going to be met with a lot more skepticism than your wife is.
Of course.
Oh, she's
well, first of all, the guy.
She
will
might
say,
think you're lying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure
and she
will.
Might not, and she might not want to do it with you.
That's like the guy who goes to the bar and says, we're separated.
Right.
She's 8 blocks away and I'm right here. Yeah.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Did that work for you? She's 8 blocks away. right.
At least go to a different part of town to a bar to pick up chicks.
I don't know if that dude, if she's listening right now, you know, good for her, but is her husband getting as much side action as apparently she is?
It sounds like he's more honoring her request to be with women.
Yeah, but is he getting laid?
Is he having other women? I don't know.
Right.
That's a question for Danielle to answer.
Be careful when you, if you're a guy and you broach an open relationship with your girlfriend or wife, she could call somebody within a minute and get laid. And you probably can't.
And if you do that and have a date the next night, she's going to suspect that, you had this planned all along.
Right.
It was on this date in 2015.
Wear a rubber.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Every day, by the way, not just on this day in 2015, wear a rubber.
For musician and singer-songwriter Scott Weiland.
Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah. I saw him like less than a year before he died.
Yeah. And he died during the Vogelberg season.
Yes, he did.
I don't think anybody had him at the time.
He was a druggie. I mean,
seems like somebody.
He was a
really?
Druggie.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he'd been in and out of rehab and whatnot.
Yeah, he may have been one of those lifestyle choices.
Yeah, but he was.
Somebody might not have picked him. He was
still
pretty young.
Been in and out and in and out and still
right.
kicking.
Yeah. And still performing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was still out on the road. I mean, literally, he was on the road when he died.
Right.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. He was a rock star, man, that's for sure.
He was a good front man.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no question.
That's one of my biggest regrets. I never got to see STP proper live.
I'd like to see Velvet Revolver, too. They were great band.
Yeah, there was a short window you could have seen them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. American Airlines starting Boeing 737 MAX flights back up again.
Who wants to be the first one to fly one of these?
Media.
Oh.
They put the media on the first flight.
I would think that she...
The media said, hey, we landed the right way.
You know, pilots don't want to... You know, they want to be safe, too. But you're right. Apparently, they fixed all these airplanes. The glitch that made them fall out of the sky.
Test flights are to make sure the crew members are comfortable being on the jet. These jets have been grounded since March of 2019.
Right. I didn't know. Oh, Nick. Sorry. Nick's there. Hi, Nick.
What's up?
Hi, Nick. I didn't. I remember when that was happening, I remember I was flying during that period, and I remember checking if I was going to fly on one of those planes. And I think some people canceled some flights. In fact, I didn't book a flight, I remember, because it was one of those flights. Yeah.
What'd it say on the.
Page? You could find out.
What kind of plane you were going to be on?
I remember that time. At the time, when these things were falling out of the sky, people were going, hey, you want to check and see if it's this flight? You can check and see if it's this flight.
Yeah, they were kind of forced to be a little bit more open with that info then.
Because I think Southwest had a whole fleet of them, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And I'd hop on one now. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right, Nick.
Jesus, I want to get out of here for a little bit.
You're right, Nick. I'd be on that test flight.
How many engines? I don't care. Let's go.
And we'll be up here all night. That fourth one goes, we're up here all night.
Yeah. Give me a test flight and a vaccine.
Yep.
I'll take it all at this point.
I'll be the tail gunner, whatever.
Christy, by the way, was invited to be part of a vaccine trial, phase two. I don't know what company it is. But apparently she qualified because she's not on any cholesterol meds or anxiety meds.
And you didn't qualify, obviously.
And I didn't qualify because I'm on cholesterol meds and anxiety meds.
And
I was
drugs.
Wondering if, she doesn't know if she's going to, they're not going to tell you if you get the placebo or not.
No, but once if it works, is she going to do it? Or is she going to wait around for just the one that's already approved? Like two of them are already approved?
No, I think she's going to participate in the trial because they need more trials.
Nice. I got the call from our county yesterday asking me if I had recovered from the COVID.
I get that.
That's months later?
Well, I get the survey question from...
Well, not everyone does.
From the test site all the time.
Yeah, I get that survey.
And I've responded a couple of times.
I never responded.
But I didn't feel the need to respond 10 times because they email pretty relentlessly.
Yeah. Does testing positive... Craig, because you did test positive.
I did.
Did that mean you had COVID? You know what I mean? I know it sounds like an easy answer as yes. But you're asymptomatic completely.
Means you had the virus.
But yes, I did.
You were asymptomatic totally.
You never had any of the symptoms.
None that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Just your normal feeling like regular crap like we all do anyway.
Yes, but not sick crap.
That's what I mean. You're right.
Just the normal.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
I know. Totally. I felt it yesterday. I left here yesterday. I was so burned out. I'm thinking, well, I can breathe, and I'm not coughing, and I don't have a fever, so I don't really have anything.
I'm sick.
I'm just burned out.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can have the virus and not have any of the symptoms.
Well, I just want to know.
Well, at least 40% of people don't.
Yeah, which is scary. Yeah.
Now, then what this guy said was that too many people then, when they don't have a symptom, they assume that it's a false positive. And with that particular test that they probably got, the same one I got, there ain't no such thing as a false positive, we have learned.
Right. You know, it's funny because my daughter last February was sick as a dog. Never been that sick. She never misses school, and she didn't go to school for a week. So when COVID hit, there was all these people saying they might have had it beforehand. And even her doctor said at the time, no, it probably wasn't COVID. So she put it, but she's always swore that she was, and my daughter, my wife remembers her being that sick. I really don't remember that much about it. It was February last year. And then the story came out just the other day, and she comes running in. Dad, you see the news tonight? They're saying that there were cases all over in December and January of that year.
Oh, I've heard people.
Yeah, we heard that.
But
yeah.
No, I know, but at the time, for months, they said, no, it didn't happen. Now she's convinced she did have it, and there's probably a good chance she did.
Well, here's the thing, though. I know other people who said that they probably got that they probably had it because they were all sick. Yeah. Everybody in the family was just horrible. And they probably had it, you know, maybe in February or something. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, unless you got tested, it could have been anything.
Right, true.
And
right.
They said, and so they said, all right, I'm gonna go get the antibody check.
Oh.
Didn't have any antibodies.
Okay. So my daughter's never gotten that done. The only reason I trust my daughter is when you're 17 and you're a healthy person, you know, she hasn't had the weight of the world on her yet.
Right.
She doesn't drink, she doesn't party, she doesn't overeat. So
She does care, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, what I meant was last February, she was so sick, she'd never felt that sick ever. So it was different to her how she felt. So that's why I trust her. Now, you're right, we can't get the antibodies to this day, right?
Now, I will say that my wife has to deal with COVID cases at her work.
Right.
And she said just the other day, she had the first encounter with someone who had said to her, I think I had it, but back before they were calling it that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then they actually got it here recently and went, oh, no, this was way worse than what I had back in February.
Well, I think
a lot of
people think they were just.
Yeah, I heard
it. I think a lot of hard colds last, but everybody just started thinking they were sick.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear a bunch of people that say, well, I think I got this in November. This in December.
I'm just saying.
No, you just got sick.
But there were people. They came out just this week.
Well, we talked about it here.
Right, yeah. There were people that they finally said that it was around earlier than they thought.
Well, then get the antibody test.
Well, if you really want to.
Right, most people didn't have it.
Would you still have antibodies by day? If you were at it,
probably.
A year ago, you'd still have them.
I will ask Dr. Mean about that. That's a great question. And my daughter.
And that's a maybe, I think.
My daughter's not using that to go crazy. She's still very serious about this. She just thinks that might have been the case. She's not using it as a thing. Well, I'm safe, like that anti-mask ass hat in Omaha. Since he had it, he's allowed to party now.
You can get it more than once.
Right.
Ask Nick Saban.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw the case made or the point made somewhere that the biggest partier should get the vaccine first.
Oh.
Like the people that,
well,
that don't.
How about after healthcare workers and the elderly, then biggest partiers?
Right.
Yeah.
After the people that have to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense.
And then the people participating in the trials who got the placebo.
It does make sense, Nick.
I mean, definitely not fair.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
And then the husbands.
That's a great point, Nick. The people that really, really want to go out and do things should get it next.
Or that are going to regardless if they have it or not.
Regardless or not, right.
And now I'm of the mindset that the spouses of people who participate in trials should also get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, there may be something to that.
And the co-workers of the spouses of the people who went to the trial.
Yeah, there may be something to that, too. I'm all for that.
Within 2 weeks, there's going to be some in Nebraska. I saw this morning in the news. Of course, it's healthcare workers first, which is good. Take it. I'd take it.
Ricketts will probably trade it for something you could kill somebody with.
Right. I'm going to go in as Peggy, so it's written down that Todd and Tyler are last. Because of Ricketts is apparently allowed to decide who gets it.
Yeah, he's just sitting down putting a list together in order.
Checking it twice.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
they can screw this guy. Screw this guy.
Maybe they can convince the legislature to bring back the firing squad.
There you go. Scumbag he is. National, too, by the way. He's lucky the South Dakota and the South Dakota governor and the Iowa governor exist, because he'd be number one. And DeSantis is pretty bad in Florida, too. They're like the top four dumb governors in the country when it comes to COVID.
Somebody was hammering the governors of the upper Midwest states.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're at.
The other day. But the North Dakota governor actually put in a mask mandate, a statewide mask mandate, and then every county sheriff in North Dakota said, yeah, we're not going to enforce that. So he did what he could.
Oh, you're right.
But he just didn't have anybody behind him. Utah and Oklahoma, by the way, the only states in the country where execution by firing squad is technically still legal.
And even then, there's special rules.
Right, right.
Certainly in Utah.
You're allowed to run around in front of the wall. That's one of the rules.
That's kind
of
fun.
Yeah, and if they all six shots miss you, you get to live. I've heard that rule.
Oh, you're like a shooting gallery?
Exactly. Each guy has a bullet, and there's six of you, and they're about 60 yards away. You run them up and down the wall. They miss you, you're cool.
And if you hit them, wing you, they just leave you there.
And they wing you, then you're still cool.
And if you hit them, you get a prize.
Right. Ding, ding.
And then, he turns and goes the other way. If you just wing him, he turns and goes the opposite direction.
Son of a bitch.
Until they finally finish him off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the days leading up to Thanksgiving, a purported advertisement from the Ad Council warning people of the murderous side effects of marijuana went viral on social media.
Oh, I'm surprised their governor didn't get a hold of this and preach it.
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving, remember the cranberry sauce, but forget the marijuana. The claimed advertisement reads, which was posted to Facebook, Terry was convinced to take a toke of a joint with his friend just to relax. Immediately after, Terry killed his friend who had given him the marijuana in a murderous craze. Not so safe, is it?
What?
UN agencies are tweeted this out
now then, let me finish this story.
Right. What?
In previous years, the same alleged advertisement has been posted to Reddit forums, Twitter, and Meme sites. The Ad Council, we're familiar with in the business, it's a nonprofit organization that promotes public service announcements on behalf of sponsors. They do have campaigns that warn marijuana users not to drive while under the drug's influence, but none on its murderous side effects, as claimed in the viral content.
By the way, if it had
this is a fake ad.
If it had murderous side effects.
Someone is lying to you. The Ad Council did not put this out. It is completely fake, has been fake for the many years it got put out. The governor of Nebraska believes it, but it is not true.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. If that would be true, we'd have been killed by one of you. I think we'd have been killed by one of you.
Yeah.
28 years, Todd would have killed me once. He's crazy on the weed.
That's really all it takes.
If I were hopped up on cranberry sauce, I'd be more likely to kill you.
By the way,
than hopped up on weed.
I'd have to be high to eat that, too. I hate that. UN agency removes cannabis from most dangerous drug category. I said, welcome to 1970. I wrote that. So the UN says it's not dangerous.
Yeah. Richard thought I was going to kill him once.
Yeah, but he was just paranoid.
Yeah, was that he was super paranoid.
You he ran through the blinds. And- ad. Yeah. You see the fake ad council ad in small text on the bottom right of the advertisement near the fake ad council logo. A message reads, if you or someone you know is addicted to marijuana, call Domino's. And they give a number. Rent a tape and enjoy.
Nope.
That's how old this thing, oh, this
rent
thing
a
is.
Tape.
Yeah. So if you believe this, you're an idiot.
Yeah, some people
you
don't.
You may be an idiot anyway.
Right.
Some people don't check details. Like Domino's and rent a tape.
Go to Blockbuster, get Domino's, and get high.
If I told my kids to rent a tape, they'd be like, what the hell
what?
Are you talking about?
Right.
Oh, they'd say, Dad, are you high?
Well, you know.
Here's who else should be at the front of the line for the vaccine is teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that is next. Yeah. That,
totally
that,
agree.
I think that's good.
Get everybody at the, working at the schools.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife works at the school. Yeah, that'd be great. They should have teachers first behind, you know, right there with the elderly.
To talk about what Tyler brought up. United Nations panel, the Commission for Narcotic Drugs, voted on several World Health Organization recommendations related to cannabis. Among them was a recommendation that the drug be stricken from Schedule 4 of the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. The list currently puts cannabis alongside drugs like heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Yeah, they're Schedule 1.
Now, this particular vote, that was taken. And they voted to remove cannabis from a list of dangerous drugs. This vote does not have any immediate or binding effect on international cannabis laws, but they say it will open doors for reforms that use these international agreements as guidelines.
What is weed?
So that's the importance of that.
Oklahoma has become a weed capital. I tweeted that story out last week, too. I don't think we ever did it, but, you know.
Did they have medicinal?
Well, they're growing it everywhere in Oklahoma now. That was a story. It was a legitimate news source, too. They're calling it Toklahoma. That's right. That was the line. And we live in Nebraska. And we laugh at Oklahoma a lot about their laws because Craig does the thing called Oklahoma Lawmaker.
Mm.
Well, in this case, they're way light years ahead of us in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And sorry, Kansas, you're sandwiched in the middle of us.
Did you see the... Jimmy Kimmel put out a list of Trump's vaccine distribution order.
I did not see that.
That's a pretty funny list. This is according to Trump now. Who should get the virus first? Top of the list, rich people.
All right.
Followed by white people, strippers in South Florida, the guy on the skateboard with the cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Or juice.
Yeah.
Kid Rock. You're like this, Nick. The four original members of KISS.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Mayor McCheese, spray tan technicians, Scott Baio, Randy Quaid, Fox and their friends, Twitter users with profiles featuring eagles or flags, boat captains, those with pre-existing mullets, and tens.
Pre-existing mullets.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's the list, according to Kimmel.
Big, massive dumps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And guys who take big, massive dumps in their pants.
Well, that's... Oh,
speaking of that, Rudy Giuliani taking one right here. We'll go into the break with this again.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
Okay, the woman next to him in this video looks at him like, do you just crap on me?
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
You probably
know the truth.
He uses the fart as the F word there.
Yeah.
Not a single witness.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth. Well, you probably know the truth.
Watch the video. Did you put the video up yet?
And she gives him the literal stink eye.
Yeah.
Because it might have stank.
Oh, I bet.
The video is excellent. You find the video, put that up for us.
Yeah, you already tweeted it.
Oh, that's right. I did.
It's up there.
I did.
And
TNT Radio.
So is the Elsa doll having an orgasm.
Oh, yes.
That's on the social media now,
yeah,
too.
It's hot. Yeah. Finish up that orgasm, Todd. Did you look at his face?
Not
Nick?
As hot.
You look at his face, Nick?
I got that.
I wasn't looking at you. I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.